You're with SBS Radio. Find more great stories in your language at sbs.com.au.
Noonuccal Noongi man Wesley Enoch spent his childhood on Queensland's Stradbroke Island, a world away from the bright lights of the theatre where he made his name.
I have these memories of Dad giving us like a little knife and a little bottle of vinegar and sending us down to eat oysters off the rocks, you know, and going, yeah, that's idyllic.
Stradbroke Island also provided a vital connection to land and culture. His auntie, Oodgaroo Noonuccal, was a poet and outspoken Indigenous rights campaigner. His sister Leanne is a Labor politician who was the first Indigenous woman to be elected to Queensland Parliament.
The island has inspired people to think that art can change the world through poetry, through dance, through storytelling, and that's an important driver.
But making peace with his own story was at times fraught. He was born to a Noonuccal Noongi father and a white mother, and says trying to understand who he was as a biracial young gay man was tumultuous.
My response was to hit out, to throw tables, to challenge teachers, and with retrospect, I was also challenging injustice, things that were not right. And I learnt that by getting involved in arts and storytelling, I could find constructive ways of reaching out and kind of changing the world.
He's carved out a much lauded career as a playwright and artistic director by doing just that. Enoch is now in his fourth year as director of the Sydney Festival and is currently directing Black Cockatoo at Sydney's Ensemble Theatre, a work inspired by the true story of First Nations cricketer Johnny Muller. His work often explores the entanglement of the Indigenous experience and identity alongside luminaries such as acclaimed actor Deborah Mailman.
I find that making theatre is just part of what our families have been doing for millennia, you know. Storytelling in the theatre, storytelling around a campfire, you know, it's all part of the same thing. I love it. And what I love is that when you say we are the longest continuous culture on earth, that you feel part of something much bigger than yourself.
But he says the nation's story isn't being told in a meaningful way on Australia Day.
Now it's becoming more and more important because we're recognising what it means. And the national identity is shifting. It's no longer about just the British colonial project. It's about the First Nations project. It's about the waves of migration that have come here. So for me, I go, if we're going to have a national day, let's actually have proper rituals and ceremony around that national day. Let's have not just a fireworks display and a kind of flying the flag.
He says meaningful change involves Indigenous people having greater self-determination and more involvement in decision-making in Australia.
We as First Nations people find ourselves living in a home that we didn't build. And of course we run into the walls and don't know where the doors are and can't make things work because we didn't build it. So it's time for us to build the home that we want to live in together.
Janice Peterson, SBS World News.
Want to hear more stories like this? Listen on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.